Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The language was spicy. The ramifications are near infinite. Just what did the latest landmark case out of the Supreme Court do for American jurisprudence and the Trump administration? Find out on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
That's right. It's time for Florida Man on the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins, filling in D-Lash, Dana Lash Radio on X on Twitter to stay connected to her at Radio Craig C. If you want to be one of the 400 or so people that follow me on that platform that I barely use, that'd be awesome. I'll go ahead and add to that. Florida just recently added a super speeder law. Anyone that goes over 100 miles an hour can get caught with a unique violation in Florida. You actually land in jail for 30 days. Within hours of this being implemented, a guy got arrested doing 104 miles per hour in Florida because, darn it, it's Florida, and this is a Florida guy. This is audio of the guy being pulled over and talking to the lieutenant who was telling him about the brand new law that he has already violated shortly after it became a thing.
The reason being stopped, the speed limit's 70 miles an hour. You're doing 104.
If you're doing 50 miles over the posted speed limit, or again, 100 or more, you could face 30 days in jail and a $500 fine, or both. If you do a second time, it could be 90 days in jail, a $1,000 fine, or both.
Not good. Yeah, he was doing 104 when he's supposed to be doing 70. That's too fast. That's 30 days in jail for you, sir, and that's a Florida man doing Florida man things. The super speeder law is probably going to catch more people doing that. You know, I'll say one thing about this. And I only lived in Florida for a very short amount of time. I lived in the Midwest for a long time. I live in Texas now. I did live in Florida for just a little bit. It's uniquely tempting on the highways of a Florida, especially on a nice day, to try to figure out how fast your car goes. And every single vehicle I've ever owned, I eventually found out how fast they go. I have a nicer car now. I usually do not have a nice car. So finding out how fast my vehicles go is never really a risk. I haven't done it yet with the current vehicle. If I do, I don't know, but it's usually a back road or something you choose for that. I'm not saying this is good. I'm certainly not advocating for any of this. Break the law, get caught. That's what happens. But I understand the temptation, I guess, as far as Florida man goes. And again, I only lived there for a little time. I'm not sure how much I became a Florida man mentally myself, but I get the temptation. I do. But super speeder law, that's going to be rough for you, bud. St. Petersburg, Florida, a guy had a bomb threat that he called in to the St. Pete Clearwater International Airport there. The reason the guy did it is probably just because he wanted to, you know, get on the flight later. The identified suspect is 27-year-old Taj Taylor, who they say told another passenger that his laptop was a bomb. The passenger, who was heading to a different airport, they were deplaned but expected to arrive at their destination at 8:09. What I think is also interesting about this is the guy and what he chose to do and how he chose to do it and how annoying it would be to have your flight plans delayed, rerouted, changed in any way, shape, or form because of a moron who wants to pretend that their laptop is a bomb. And then you got to believe it. You got to accept it. You got to talk about it and have other people investigate it. All those things have to happen because a Florida man wants to be a dumb moron for some reason. Another guy out there, 60 years old, lost $1.6 million in an elaborate investment scam, the man is saying. It was fronted by a woman that he'd known for many years. Real estate scams are becoming all too significant of a thing. Authorities say Del Carmen wound up stealing $1.6 million from a guy named Jose Luis Fernandez. Now, this is in Sunny Isles Beach, Florida, through an elaborate real estate fraud scheme. Fernandez's life will never be the same. He said he's lost everything. He's uniquely upset. Of course he is about all this. But the question remains, why you go all the way 1.6 million deep into something that's not returning funds to you? Why do you keep believing that you need to give more? The initial investment was like $842,000. And then when Carmen kept coming back to the guy asking for more money, he kept giving it to her. And it might be because of how long, again, they'd known each other, or whatever else it is. And that's really the most tragic, the saddest part of the investment scheme like this is that, you know, if someone's taken advantage of, there's no way to recover the funds. So that part is probably over forever. Yes, that's one story out there. One last one with a Florida guy involved in peeping into people's windows, who thankfully got arrested for that, because of course he did. Florida man on a Monday, man. Crazy after a holiday.
If you've noticed dry skin or changing texture that comes with time, you're not alone, and that's exactly what OneSkin is here to help with. Healthy skin starts at the cellular level. Taking care of your skin isn't just about looks. OneSkin's topical supplements make it easy for you to do something practical for your skincare. They're designed by a team of women scientists, and they use the proprietary OS01 peptide to target the root cause of aging, which is cellular senescence, also known as zombie cells. These cells slow down collagen and hydration, making your skin weaker. OneSkin's OS01 peptide is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles, boost hydration, and help strengthen thinning skin. Plus, they have over 4,000 five-star reviews for their face, body, sun, and travel products. Visit oneskin.co now and enter promo code DanaShow to get started today with 15% off. That's oneskin.co, promo code DanaShow for 15% off. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Support your show and tell them we sent you.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground. And you'd be right, because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures. It must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Also, the Jeffrey Epstein stuff. The fact that there is no official client list of any kind, and that the FBI and the DOJ have investigated and found that Epstein did, in fact, kill himself. A whole lot of people made jokes the other way. And honestly, you know what? I'm not using this topic. I want to be extra clear about that. To indict anyone that believed the past administration wasn't telling us the truth, because they could have put the information out that the current FBI director and, you know, deputy director and everyone else is putting out, people who actually actively said and committed to the American people that they would do everything they could to expose the secrets of this story. And even if the secrets don't go as deep as we thought they did, or maybe the secrets were destroyed long before the current people got in charge, I'm not sure. Whatever it might be, they're doing the thing they offered to do. They're telling us the truth. And they're telling us the truth regardless of how it looks for them professionally. I find that interesting. There are two pieces of audio that people keep sharing and talking about. One is Pam Bondi. Back in February, saying that, you know, she had the client list sitting on her desk. I don't know what exactly was actually sitting on her desk, but it wasn't a client list if one doesn't exist. This has caused people to still ask questions. But again, I don't actually believe conservatives in positions of power are covering this up now because of who these people are and the things they'd been saying before they got into that position of power. You might believe that that's naive. You might believe that they are, and you know, someone's got a knife to somebody's throat, forcing them to say these things. But especially people like Dan Bongino, I just don't think we're capable of that. I think that 100% they were willing to tell us the truth. And the truth is whatever it is. But here's Bondi back in February saying she had the client list.
The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh, my gosh?
What a great way to ask that question. Nothing yet that she's seen that would make her say, oh, my gosh, but it might be out there. I thought that was a great way to ask the second question. And also, honestly, an interesting answer. Her saying that she hadn't seen anything, but maybe there was more. Maybe she was diving deeper into it. I don't know. But she said that it was on her desk, and unfortunately, it winds up being a nothing burger of a story. And I only mean unfortunately because I want the bad guys caught. That's the other thing that's crazy about this. Only two people have actually had any level of guilt thrown at their feet and been arrested and or, you know, imprisoned for it. Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein are the only two individuals who've had anything happen to them. And you have to feel like the organization, the horrible trafficking of children, was larger than two people and involved a lot of other people. And yet, as of right now, the FBI is telling us and the DOJ, there's no one else they're going to try. So a part of that seems unbelievable, but maybe there's a reason why none of that information currently exists if it ever did. Here's Alina Haba saying that they needed to do a whole lot. This is on Piers Morgan back in February to fight all of the, you know, horrible people that were involved in this and that all this information, flight logs, et cetera, was going to eventually come out.
But in this case, in Epstein's case, it is incredibly disturbing. We have flight logs. We have information, names that will come out.
Is it going to be shocking?
I don't see how it's not shocking that there were so many individuals that were hidden and kept secret and not been held accountable. Let's talk about the reverse. I believe in accountability. So you have to now go through your process. Now, I won't say they're guilty until they go through their time in court. But again, now it's time for accountability. We have seen.
Yeah, I wanted all this, to be honest. I was very excited about this. Alina Haba, who is an interesting voice for Trump and his administration and just him in general, as one of the lead attorneys that helped try to defend him and stuff. She didn't really do a great job in some of those court cases. But she is wildly attractive, so I understand why they put her on television. Nonetheless, though, Alina saying some things that didn't wind up materializing. So this is a big story. And how you handle this, how you discuss this, is actually going to say a lot about the people who you pay attention to in media. If there's people who deny it, people who say that, you know, maybe a lot of stuff was definitely destroyed. And I don't know that one. None of us will know that one. We weren't in power when the information first became something of public interest. Other people were, people who might have had more interest in just fully scrubbing the archives of anything and everything out there that could have been related to this. But other than that, you just, I guess you also just move on. And honestly, and there's one last thing I'll say about this, and then I really will talk about other things because there are other things out there in the world to talk about. I like that we ask questions. I like that you ask questions. I like that I ask questions. I like that. I actually love that. I'll go even a step further. I don't like when people assume answers. That's the part that I think has always been the mistake. Asking questions is incredibly valuable. And when you ask questions and people don't give you answers, being even more interested in why they're not giving you answers, heightening the level of scrutiny, all of that makes tremendous, tremendous sense to me. So you should do everything you can when people are refusing to answer certain questions and the Democratic politicians and administration in charge refuse to give us the definitive information that the Republican politicians and people in charge are giving us now. And you can ask why about that, but you can never assume the answer until you know for sure. That's the one part of it. And so I think that there's a delicate dance of finding a way to always demand answers and always ask questions, regardless of how valuable someone thinks the question is, but never assuming you know for sure what the answer to that is until someone gives it. And I love when people always tell me, we'll never know the truth. We'll never know. They're never going to tell us the truth, so we have to guess at it. Well, no, but we do have to keep demanding it, no matter how long it takes them, even if they never give us the truth. And the more we demand it as a group, and the more they refuse to answer, the worse it looks for them. So then you can make you know, a guess that you're likely to see something come out a certain way, a way you believe. But I think there's still a nuance to all of that, and I think this might be a lesson learned for some in that delicate dance of, I don't actually know, but I'm pretty sure that I know the truth based on all the information I'm seeing. So I feel really good about the questions I'm asking, but I will admit, if you drill it down, I don't actually know.
Our partners, Kel-Tec, the PR57, it is a newer offer from Kel-Tec. It's chambered in 5.7. It's a rotary barrel pistol, and it's the lightest, thinnest 5.7 that is on the market. And they accomplish this a couple of different ways, not only with the design of the rotary barrel itself, but also the way that you load it. It has a very unique top-loading design that replaces traditional magazines with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20-plus-1 capacity. MSRP makes it super affordable at only $399, and it's built to perform when it matters most. Low recoil for ease of use and accuracy, quickest and easiest field strip available as well. You have to check it out. It is the new Kel-Tec PR57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, 40% lighter than the competition. It's innovation performance, Kel-Tec, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
When you sit behind the wheel of the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X, you'll feel like the entire world is your playground, and you'd be right. Because this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, the all-new Armada is powerful enough to take you anywhere. With its 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, it will let you bring all your toys along. And with seating for eight, your whole crew can join you. Nissan created a truly capable vehicle in the all-new Armada. In fact, it's the first Armada to earn the Pro 4X badge, which Nissan reserves for its most adventure-ready vehicles. The Armada is a big SUV designed and built for big adventures. And must be experienced to be appreciated. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
This is the Dana Show. My name is Craig Collins filling in. Time for a rapid fire quick five, as she does every hour on the show. Let's do this. Ozzy Osbourne reunited with his band for an epic performance for Black Sabbath, and also said thank you to the fans who were going crazy for the end of the show. I believe I have some of that audio.
We've come to our final song for the ever. I just want to say to you on behalf of the guys in Black Sabbath and myself, that your support over the years has made it all possible for us to live the lifestyle we live. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. I love you. We love you.
Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart, he says, as he is dealing with Parkinson's disease, and he was sitting in a giant throne chair, which was awesome as he was doing this performance. But Ozzy Osbourne says the last performance, last song Black Sabbath is ever going to do as a group together, and it feels like that's obviously true. But a really cool moment in the world of music. Is a master's degree worth it anymore? Gen Z grads have seen higher unemployment rates than most other generations when it comes to obtaining your master's. The biggest reason for this is usually that a lot of people who are in those jobs and have master's degrees don't want to leave them. So people who are getting this degree and trying to start out their career at a certain level are finding that those jobs aren't really open. And if they are open, there are people with more experience and not just the document that are getting them. So a lot of Gen Z is asking the question early in their professional life if this document has any value. I would say two things about this real quick. First, I do think higher education is about brainwashing people. A lot of places are. So I think that not doing that is not so bad. But I also think that obtaining this degree or a higher, you know, learning degree, it'll eventually pay off. Will it pay off for you in your 20s and 30s? Maybe not. But there might be a point down the road where people need someone in an established position who they're looking for certain experience in. And maybe there's no one really coming along the table that has that because a lot of people aren't finding these jobs. And inevitably, they need you. So I do think that getting this degree, if you want to ensure that toward the tail end of your professional career, you have as many options as possible, it makes sense. And this comes from a radio guy who does not have a master's degree. I'm just saying it, putting it out there. I'm not trying to overvalue education, though, because a lot of negative is going to be told to you in those places that you're going to have to not listen to if you're going to survive them. Elon Musk is creating his own party officially. He had talked about creating the American Party if the big, beautiful bill passed, which it did. It passed the House. It wound up being signed by the president on the 4th of July. So that's a thing that's in the past now. It's the big, beautiful law from this point moving forward. So Elon wants to create something that sounds eerily similar to parties that have existed in the past. And whether or not that party would actually be successful, who knows? I will say one thing about this. If you wanted to pick a candidate, a face for your brand new America party, the person you'd most want to lead it, and I know he's incapable of being elected a third time, is President Trump. That's the person you would have wanted at the forefront of a party that's not claiming to be conservative and or Democratic, that's claiming to be its own thing, because I think he actually has a lot of people that are only Republican because of him. Like, they actually see a lot of rhinos and a lot of problems with the party, but they're willing to vote for him. So is there anyone else on this planet that could actually attract enough voters to succeed against the two major parties? I think the answer is probably no. I can't think of anyone else, even famous celebrity people, who'd be capable of doing that without just harming the Republican Party more than helping it. Because right now you think of this as an alternative party that's going to drain votes and allow Democrats to win a whole lot of races. Although I guess Elon has said he's going to focus on maybe some specific Senate races and other things at first, to try to get some wins for the American Party before jumping up that ladder to harder races like the office of president. We will see. But it does sound a lot like the No Names Party or anything, No Labels Party, and a lot of other things that have existed before and don't necessarily do terribly well. And then one other thing, the U.S. is set to make several trade announcements in the next 48 hours. This is according to the Treasury Secretary and the President of the United States, a bunch of letters and stuff that went out. So I actually, you know what, I'll talk about that deeper. It'll be more than just a quick five. Coming up after the break, the U.S. is hopefully going to demonstrate why all the tariff threats were actually a good thing and a very good thing in the very near future. We will see that and more coming up in a bit. This is Craig Collins filling in on The Dana Show. Another piece of audio that's gone viral, CNN's Dana Bash was thoroughly schooled on Medicaid work requirements. This was funny, and this again is tied to some of those changes and how they're talked about in media versus the reality of them. But this was a back and forth about Medicaid and all the horrible things that the big, beautiful bill is doing. And then the person on the other side sitting there thinking, you don't know any of this correctly. You have no concept of what the actual thing says and what's going to occur. And let me just go ahead and demonstrate that to you in about a minute and a half. Here we go.
I'm sure you've seen and heard a lot of the concern, including and especially from Republicans who are the most vocal in Congress, about the fact that those work requirements are going to be very cumbersome to actually prove, and it will inevitably force the people who need that Medicaid coverage off the rolls.
Well, first of all, it's the Republicans are not the most vocal on this. It is a group of Democrats who unfortunately seem to think that poor people are stupid. I don't think poor people are stupid. I think they have agency.
Amazing. So I'm sorry that already. And I've said this a bunch about the way that Democrats treat radio listeners or media consumers or the American people in general. They essentially think they're stupid. And the way they talk to you is that you're too dumb to understand anything unless I tell it to you exactly the way I want to. And I think not only do the poor people or any people that we're discussing in this term in this situation have agency, I think they also have capability. They have the ability to go on social media, go here, do whatever, and find the truth for themselves. Look for multiple sources of any of this information. Again, more talking about media than Medicaid and Medicare. But I love this initial response to the discussion. You seem to be treating people like they're idiots if they're in need of Medicaid and Medicare.
And I think to have them register twice a year for these benefits, that it is not a burden But these people who want to infantilize the poor and those who need these Medicaid benefits are alarmist.
Yeah, but my impression.
Okay. Sorry. I really love that part. I love when Dana Lash is like, but I don't know what to say now. I have no road. She had probably a bunch of options for his response, and she did not expect that with where to go. Here's what she says next.
Party is that historically you've wanted to cut through the red tape and not create more red tape. But I do want to move on because...
Well, no. But we've also wanted to put in work requirements, which somehow that was very popular under Bill Clinton, was popular under President Obama, and the Democratic Party blew out the deficit in 2020. And they never want to bring it back. But work requirements even pull well with the median Democratic voter, maybe not the fringe.
So I'm just saying to you as politely as I can that you're an idiot and I'm doing way, way better in this discussion than you are right now. That was excellently done. That was professionally done to a degree that some of us aren't capable of when we wind up arguing with someone that wants to just change facts and you know, reshape things to fit agenda, to fit narratives, as opposed to actually just tell the freaking truth. I feel like that's got to be the campaign of somebody somewhere in media in the near future, is that they just look at you and go, we're going to tell you the freaking truth. I mean, Dana does this every day, so Dana certainly can say this, but there's a lot of people that could be out there saying, hey, do you want the freaking truth? We will give it to you, regardless of if it damages us or damages, you know, the other side of the aisle. That's not the point. The point is telling you the truth. And case in point to that might be this story about Epstein, which I won't get too much here, but I will just say that the fact that Dan Bongino is one of the two anchors, one of the two names behind the FBI right now, that is telling us that there's nothing there with Epstein and a potential client list and, you know, his suicide not being a suicide. It's amazing. The reason it's amazing is because Bongino for years in his media places would absolutely be telling you something else was going to happen. And then he got in a position of power. He actually looked into stuff and he's telling us the truth the way the other administration refused to. They could have put any of this information out. Anything that's being released right now that the FBI has, they had during the Biden administration. And whether or not there's some stuff that they used to have that they don't have anymore that they destroyed, I don't know. We can never answer that question, sadly. At least the current administration can't. But the stuff that they are putting out is stuff we had for the last few years. And so the big question is, why would Democrats want a conspiracy theory to remain because they don't answer the question definitively? And why would they allow Republicans to do it, assuming maybe they never would? And yet they are. Republicans are putting the real information out there, or at least these individuals are, to their own personal harm. It doesn't make their brand look uniquely good today. And they don't seem to care because they're going to tell you the freaking truth no matter what. And I love that.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey, this is Todd Herman, host of The Todd Herman Show. You might have heard me on Rush Limbaugh's show or as a regular fill-in for about 8 years. I now do a show out of the high mountains of free America because, you know, I got exiled from Seattle.
It turns out that we may have an opportunity to find out if we can short an entire major American city or state, because it appears that this guy may well be the next mayor of New York City, Zohan Mamdani.
Check out The Todd Herman Show every day on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.